with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Speaker Mike Johnson signaled that Congress will impose conditions on aid to California after recent fires destroyed thousands of structures in Los Angeles. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
In an interview, Speaker Johnson accused Democrats in the state for making, quote, decisions that made the disaster exponentially worse, and said Congress had a responsibility to ensure, quote, they follow common sense in California when aid is provided. Some Republican lawmakers have suggested refusing aid unless Democrats in the House agree to hike the debt limit. President Donald Trump, in a visit to California, said he wanted to require the state to impose a voter ID law before he signed a bill providing aid. Congressional appropriations often contain clauses that might withhold some funding unless certain parameters are met. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The White House says the public was not in danger during numerous drone sightings in New Jersey late last year. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt delivered the drone update directly from President Trump.
The drones that were flying over New Jersey in large numbers were authorized to be flown by the FAA for research and various other reasons.
She said other drones were operated by hobbyists and private individuals, but the public was not in danger.
This was not the enemy.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
President Trump has signed an executive order aimed at cutting federal support for sex change operations for people under age 19. Tuesday's order is the latest push by Mr. Trump to reverse policies set by the Biden administration. A day earlier, Trump directed the Pentagon to conduct a review that's likely to lead to transgender people being barred from military service. On Wall Street, the Dow by 136 points, the Nasdaq rose 391. This is SRN News. A legal victory for a whistleblowing doctor from Texas.
Ethan Haim thought the public ought to know that Texas Children's Hospital in Houston has been carrying out sex change operations on children even after officials there said they had stopped. The doctor leaked documents to journalist Christopher Rufo and was sued by the hospital. A judge has now dismissed the case against him with prejudice, meaning that he cannot be sued again on the same charges. He could have been sentenced to 10 years in jail. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republicans put Pennsylvania and Wisconsin back in the win column in the 2024 presidential race. Now they're hoping that momentum carries over to contests this year that'll determine whether their state Supreme Courts retain left-leaning majorities or flip to conservative control. The outcome could be pivotal in deciding cases related to abortion. Money's expected to eclipse the more than $70 million combined that was spent on Supreme Court races. SRN News. Workers at a Pennsylvania Whole Foods market have said yes to the union.
The Philadelphia Whole Foods workers are the first to approve union representation at the Amazon-owned grocery store chain. Employees at the store cast 130 votes. About 57% of the ballots favored joining a local chapter of the United Food and Commercial Workers International Union for the purposes of collective bargaining. Whole Foods says it is disappointed by the results of the vote. Rich Thomason reporting.
A pilot was reported safe after an F-35 fighter jet crashed Tuesday at a U.S. Air Force base in Alaska. The accident occurred on the runway at Eielson Air Force Base near Fairbanks. It wasn't immediately known if the accident occurred while the plane was landing or taking off. Eielson spokesperson Staff Sergeant Kimberly Touchette tells the Associated Press officials are investigating. More details at SRNNews.com.